Last month, Delaware Governor John Carney signed legislation to mandate the inclusion of all racial and ethnic histories in school curriculum. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez takes a look at how schools will update lessons to embrace more diverse perspectives.
Delaware approved similar legislation 3 years ago to mandate Black history be included in all school curriculum. So schools will use that rollout as a model as they work to include all racial and ethnic histories. Holly Golder is supervisor of social studies at Red Clay Consolidated School District.
We are probably going to take kind of like the same approach where we will unpack the bill and the legislation, look at the requirements of it, and kind of see what we are currently doing, and then seeing where we can then implement and create lesson plans or other curricular materials to meet that.
The next step involves assessing what is currently being taught in K-12 classrooms and conducting an inventory of existing content.
So the first thing that we did was to kind of look at what are we currently doing within our classrooms, K-12. So we did like an inventory, and we were able to see that some grades we were already teaching this in many of our U.S. history courses, but there were some holes in which we were not doing as much in the direction or in instruction of Black history.
To bridge these gaps, schools are collaborating with community organizations and other educational institutions to enhance cultural competency and ensure a more comprehensive curriculum. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.